John, we're going to move now from your first composition to a relatively recent work, and this time we'll hear a song and a terrific 17-year-old soprano from Barnegat, New Jersey, studying at the Manhattan School. Please welcome Christina Skleros. Christina, I understand you're new to the classical world, but you're an old hand at Broadway and pop. Is that true?
Yeah, I grew up singing the standards, Barbra Streisand and Bette Midler, and the jazz standards, everything, Bewitched, Misty, Summertime, everything. But for the last 2 years, I've been training classically because I want to study classical in college.
So, John, tell everybody about this song Christina and I are going to perform. This is part of a song cycle you wrote for Sylvia McNair?
Yes, I did. It was for Carnegie Hall for the 2000 year. And it was a song cycle. Sylvia asked me to get a really American poet. And I thought of all the standard ones. And then someone said to me, you know, if you look at the poetry of the lyrics of Bob Dylan, you will find that they are really great poetry. And so I sent away for a big, thick book of just the lyrics. And I hadn't heard the songs. And I went through and picked out seven of them and set them into this song cycle for soprano and piano. And it's called Mr. Tambourine Man. And it has that in it and has Blowin' in the Wind and lots of other ones. Mm-hmm. And it closes, the very end of it, after this big climax, it closes with Forever Young, which is actually almost a cappella, solo voice alone. And it's almost like a prayer.
Well, since we celebrate teenage talent and spunk on this show, I guess the text of Forever Young seems particularly appropriate.
Does.
Let's do it, Christina.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. Do for you.
Christina Scleros, 17-year-old soprano from Barnegat, New Jersey, and John Corigliano's setting of Bob Dylan's Forever Young. Sang that beautifully, didn't she, John?
Oh, boy, yes.
God. Christina, you had a comment or question, or dare I say, a criticism of something in this song. Would you like to address the Pulitzer Prize-winning composer and your elder, John Corigliano, directly?
Not really.
Oh, really? No, but no, actually, there was something interesting that you said, the difference between the solo sections and the accompanied sections.
I just thought that it was interesting how you changed key from, well, without accompaniment, the voice has to change key from the key of D major to F sharp. And just wondering if you like sharps, but no, it's really beautiful. But just wondering where you came up with that.
Well, it is hard, I know that. It's really hard to do that. But the trick is that when you're singing in the original D, you feel very secure in that. And then you move to this other key without people really knowing that you're moving there until the piano comes in with that note and you come in with the high F sharp. And so it's always a kind of surprise and a fresh sound. And it is a distant key, and it's hard to get there without a piano to do it with an ear that it has to be really on. Yeah. But you did.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, she really nails it. Yeah. Really, Christina, you're not just known for singing intervals. You're much better known. I noticed when you were singing a cappella, when you were singing solo, it sounded like something you'd done before. You've maybe sung, what, the national anthem someplace?
Yeah, at the World Series in 1996 for the Yankees when they won.
How did you get into that?
Yeah, go Yankees. Well, when I was 8 years old, my dad sent a tape of me singing the national anthem to the Yankees, and they called back a week later and said, oh, what record label is she with? And my dad was like, oh, she's 8 years old. She doesn't have a record label. And so then they brought me in, and I sang at a bunch of games, including a playoff game, and they won in late innings, overtime. Well, not overtime in baseball, but extra innings. And so then after they won the playoff game, Fox started calling me the Yankees good luck charm and the angel in the infield, and made this whole big media thing. And then George Steinbrenner called me back to sing at game 6, the clinching game of the World Series, and they won, and so I became the good luck charm officially.
Wow. And you got to be in the parade and everything?
Yeah, ticker tape parade. It was so much fun.
Well, we would have a parade for you here if we possibly could. We just loved having you. Loved hearing you sing.
I love being here.
Thank you for being with us, Christina.
No problem.
Christina Scleros, 17-year-old soprano from Barnegat, New Jersey.
Did you know that From the Top is really into education? We've teamed up with Young Audiences, America's leading producer of live educational programs in the arts, to send our young performers to classrooms all across the country. But are kids in the schools really being affected by this classical music stuff and the young musicians we're sending their way? This sixth grader from Indianapolis, Indiana, seemed to take it in.
The person that moved me the most was Molly, because in her song, I kept thinking that she had all these emotions and she was trying to get it out. It's like she's talking in a whole nother way, and she's trying to tell everybody she felt mad and sad at the same time.
Classical music played by a peer is a powerful thing. It can change a young person's ideas about music, about commitment, and their own ability to stand out from the crowd. To find out more about our partnership with Young Audiences, go to youngaudiences.org and click on What's New. Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation present 25 performers of exceptional musical ability, outstanding academic potential, and financial need with the $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Learn more at fromthetop.org.